This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The U.S. impeachment probe continues to move forward as more details emerge in the complicated probe of whether U.S. President Donald Trump withheld aid to Ukraine in hopes of exacting a political favor from the country's new president. A U.S. ambassador reportedly will testify that President Trump told him there was no quid pro quo arrangement with Ukraine. AP correspondent Mike Hempen reports.
European Union Ambassador Gordon Sondland is expected to tell Congress that a text message he sent to another envoy saying there was no quid pro quo in the Ukraine interactions was based on what President Trump told him. A person familiar with Sondland's testimony this Thursday before House committees says he'll also say his text was not based on any direct knowledge and that he didn't know the company being discussed for an investigation was tied to Joe Biden's son. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Sunday on ABC's This Week, Democratic Congressman Jim Himes countered Republican claims the Democrats working on the impeachment probe are not being fair.
This idea that the process is somehow not is not fair is just a fiction designed to avoid the question of whether the conduct of the president is good or not.
On the same show, Republican Congressman Lee Zeldin said that no one should be immune from scrutiny in the process of finding out what happened between United States and Ukrainian officials.
I absolutely believe that our country should be working together to get to the bottom of what happened, whether it's Burisma, it's Joe Biden, it's Zolchevsky, it's Hunter Biden, that there shouldn't be a immunity from scrutiny just because Joe Biden is running for president.
And U.S. President Trump is standing behind his personal attorney, Rudy Giuliani. Federal prosecutors in New York City are eyeing him for possible lobbying violations. From Washington, you're listening to VOA News. Meanwhile, Defense Secretary Mark Esper says President Trump has ordered all U.S. troops in northern Syria to move south, but not to leave the country. AP correspondent Julie Walker has that story.
Esper tells CBS it's Face the Nation the conflict between Turkish forces and U.S.-backed Syrian Kurdish fighters had become untenable for the U.S. military. That led Trump to direct what Esper calls a deliberate withdrawal of American troops from the north. Esper says the forces were not ordered to leave Syria entirely. Esper isn't saying how many U.S. troops will leave the north, but he does say they represent most of the 1,000 troops in Syria. Esper also says the U.S. believes the Kurds are about to cut a deal with the Syrian army and Russia to enable a counterattack against Turkey and its Syrian proxy forces. I'm Julie Walker.
British Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn says he's unlikely to support a deal agreed between Prime Minister Boris Johnson and the European Union as talks to find an agreement intensify. Reuters' David Doyle has that story.
Brexit talks with the European Union to strike a last-minute deal are getting serious, the British government said on Sunday. But opposition leader Jeremy Corbyn says it's unlikely he'll back an agreement.
So I think the problem areas are of regulation and deregulation, which come from whatever trade arrangement there is with Europe and the wider world, but also perhaps very seriously is the Irish border issue.
Intense negotiations were taking place at the weekend after British Prime Minister Boris Johnson backed down in key areas, including dropping a demand for customs checks on the island of Ireland. The leader of the House of Commons, Jacob Rees-Mogg, speaking on Sophie Ridge on Sunday, said the progress was encouraging.
That's Reuters' David Doyle reporting. Japanese broadcaster NHK says Typhoon Hagibis killed 23 people and briefly paralyzed Tokyo, while 16 people are missing. Japan sent tens of thousands of troops and rescue workers to save stranded residents and fight floods caused by one of the worst typhoons to hit the country in recent history. Hagibis left vast swaths of low-lying land in central and eastern Japan inundated and cut power to almost a half million homes. Prime Minister Shinzo Abe convened an emergency meeting and sent the minister in charge of disaster management to the affected areas. And Poland's government, a governing right-wing party, won Sunday's general election, according to exit polls. The Law and Justice Party won 239 seats in parliament. The party has support for a raft of welfare measures, but its detractors criticize the party for its attacks on gay rights and its plans to reform the justice system. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.